Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey, y'all.
To episode 27, Relationship Horror Stories, Part 1.
Yes.
We are your hosts. I am Mikey.
I'm Randy.
And in this episode, we are going to share some stories and a little bit of history that may make you cringe. We reached out to some people on social media, or to everybody, and we had a good amount of replies and some stuff we wanted to share. So some we will share in part two, and we have a couple we want to share in part one. But Randy came up with this idea, because she loves October.
I do.
And Halloween, and she's insane, and she likes scary things.
I really do.
But it's not for me, so I figured we could do something funny instead. And she came up with this idea, so.
And we didn't have like a Halloween party or anything, so this is our version of it.
So in the spirit of October, my brilliant wife came up with this idea, and we're gonna share some stories with you all. But before we get to that, we have to start off with our love story this week. So what you got, baby?
No, listener feedback.
Oh, yeah. It's feedback. Gotcha.
Then love story. You getting on me last week.
Babe, no, it's, you know, we changed the format a while ago. Now we're doing some stuff.
So we got Randy some got listener some feedback. From what episode was it?
24?
24. Our hindsight episode.
Yeah, I'm good love.
Yeah.
So if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen and then come back and listen to this.
Yes. So we got some feedback. We never read it, but I wanted to take time out to read it now because we hadn't read it. And that was my pregnancy brain. That was my fault.
Yeah. And my pregnancy brain just tried to skip past this because I forgot.
So, yeah. So this feedback, I'm not sure she wants me to say her name or not.
Yeah, just don't.
So I won't. So I didn't get permission, but I know I love this person. And was very happy that she gave us a little bit of her thoughts. So she says, I felt that there were things in my life that I really wanted but didn't get. The main thing I wanted was super stability, a 9-to-5 and nothing really flashy. I almost got my wish too. I had multiple job offers after college. Mm. But once I was able to shadow some of the jobs, I was like, this is so boring. And I just can't live doing this day in and day out. After seeing this firsthand, I saw that I needed more. Not just more with my career, but more with life, which is why I have now created a more in-depth travel itinerary and just doing as much in my life currently to explore.
That's what's up.
I know settling is not an option. I must continue to challenge myself in every facet of life. If you choose to read this boring answer, you have my permission. First of all, this is not boring.
It's not.
At all. It's real. Sometimes you got to learn by demonstration, and thankfully you were given the opportunity to learn before you got yourself stuck in that lifestyle.
Because not everybody has that, had that opportunity.
Nope. End up like us.
Just be out here stuck and married. Mm-hmm. Ain't no traveling.
Right. So yeah, that was her reply. That's so thank you so much. Okay. So again, y'all, you can always send us feedback based off episodes and we'll read them if you give us your permission. And just wanted to share that before we got into our horror stories.
All right. Well, let's get into episode 27.
All right. We hope you enjoy.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
And we're back.
We're back.
Okay. So I kind of ran into my little intro earlier, but this is episode 27 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. My name is Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is episode 21. Seven. Relationship. Wait, 27. You know, it's just my number.
Babe.
Relationship. You know, I can't read. That's seven. Babe, like one. Relationship. Horror stories. Don't judge me. In this episode, we're going to share a few stories and a little history that will make you cringe. In the spirit of October, my brilliant wife decided to come up with this idea. Yes. And I'm excited to read some of the stories that you guys sent that we plan to use for part two. Now, before we get into it, Randy has a love story.
I do.
What you got, babe?
So, I always do the normal with my love stories, but in the spirit of Mikey, I've decided to do something.
You said you always do the normal?
Yeah.
Randy's normal is usually a love story that ends in murder, but she wants to switch it up.
Not
so I'm
murder.
Very curious.
No one ever murders the
people
other.
People die is what I mean. But good. So you want to switch it up?
Yeah.
What you got?
So I found this on The Cut.
Okay.
And it's called 9 of the Craziest Reddit Relationship Stories. And
where are you going with this?
This is a write-in. Someone wrote this. I, a 34-year-old male, found a notebook my wife, 30-year-old female, has written a whole novel detailing made-up scenarios in which she gets revenge on female friends, varying ages of mine. I started looking through some boxes and I found this notebook buried under a bunch of old sweaters. I had never seen it before, and it was really odd to find it here because, like I said, she keeps her notebooks in her study.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious, so I started reading. The novel starts out with her finding a wishing stone, which grants her any one wish.
Okay.
She makes a very specific and detailed wish to become a high queen of the entire world, with everyone reporting to her while still allowing every nation to have their governments and rulers. But she can tweak their laws as she wishes. She ends up living in a grand place and meets with delegates from every country to discuss the world events and to yay or nay certain rules or policies being enacted. I was enjoying the story thus far.
Okay.
Then she meets with the head of her black squad, a squad of trained assassins and kidnappers.
Randy, what's happening?
She commands her black squad to kidnap women who have been in my life romantically and platonically.
Oh.
She kills off my exes after pages of psychological.
Yo, catch your breath. I need you to read this clearly. Go ahead. So.
She kills off my exes after pages of psychological and physical tortures. She ruins the careers of platonic friends and makes their families shun them and drive some of them to commit suicide.
Huh.
The only people she doesn't target are ones. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
The only people she doesn't target are ones she deems have been respectful of our relationship, which, according to her in this book, means dressing appropriately around me, liking Facebook pictures, statuses that have both of us in it instead of just me.
Yes.
And keeping discussions of their personal lives to me to a minimum.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
I click on the read more and it's just people responding about how she's not crazy. She's just using fiction to like.
Get it out. Yeah. I don't think that's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm lying. I think that's crazy.
That's crazy as hell.
No.
And
I don't
she
think
wanted
it's crazy.
Him to find it.
I'm with her.
I think there's nothing
wrong with writing it out, getting your thoughts out in a way that won't actually hurt anybody. Obviously, he wasn't supposed to discover this journal.
Yes,
but
he was.
You know, detectives. We about to get into that too. But like,
yes, he was supposed to find it.
No, he
wasn't.
She
usually keep her stuff in a study. She put it on a pile of old sweat. Nah, nigga.
So you digging through old sweatshirts? No, she wanted it to remain a secret at the bottom of this sweater box.
He wouldn't have found it.
Hold on. First of all. Great story.
I just wanted to read that. To give you an example of a horror story.
That is your love story.
A relationship horror story. They're still married as far as I know.
Mm.
And I just thought it was something a little different to go into what we're going to talk about this episode.
I think that was great. But I do want to be clear. I really am on her side.
No, you're not.
It wasn't crazy.
Mikey.
A lot of people act out what she said. Not the whole wishing stone leader of the world part. But, like, you know, killing people's exes. I just heard a story about this, like, not too long ago.
They aren't exes. They were platonic friends.
Yeah, but that's something that, first of all, don't act like if you couldn't get rid of some of my platonic friends that I used to have, you wouldn't.
Like, I really wouldn't. And really? That really hurts my feelings that you think
I think so. That, well, you're different.
Who do you think I would get rid of?
I'm just saying, in general, I don't think it's crazy to think that a woman would want to get rid of. Who do you think I would get rid of? I can't think of anybody. I didn't have a lot of platonic women friends.
Right, because she was fucking everybody. But the people that she weren't, I really liked. I really do.
This is what you're doing today. This is how you want to. So you acting up. We can act up. That's fine. I think it would be good, but
whatever.
So what I'm saying is, I don't think it's crazy or outside of like the realm of conventional thought to think that somebody might want to murder somebody, you know, that'd be getting too close to your man.
You, because you relate doesn't mean because you would kill anybody.
Yeah. So
who
this
was
will
talking
be a poll.
To me or who was a friend of mine.
I would not. Only the ones who I know were snakes. And I was always right.
You was only right about one, Mike.
I was always right.
You were only right about one, Mike.
Okay. Which was always.
And I don't really consider him a snake.
Okay. Anyway. You didn't get my girl, bro. I won, little bitch.
Mikey.
I'm sorry. My bad. In case he was listening.
Mikey.
Huh? I meant. Together. I did not mean it in a disrespectful way. I meant it as the general term for bitches.
Oh, my God.
You ready to get into these horror stories?
Yeah.
So, a little bit of backstory. Randy was shooting down all of my ideas.
That's not
about today's episode. I had an episode idea about talking about like the fall, because
oh
we like
God.
Love the fall, and we could talk about like, you know, stuff that has happened to us, like when the weather changed mm-mm, and like mm-mm, how mm-mm. that like leads to people making babies mm-mm. and like, you know, mm-mm. October is known as like my period month. A little bit of backstory behind that. We believe that men have periods.
Yeah, you do.
But they are infrequent.
Yep.
I have two a year.
Yes, three.
In April and October.
In March.
And during those times, I have mood changes and I eat a lot of chocolate. But
and
I love October. I love the
horrible
fall.
Horrible to live with.
And I feel like it would have been a great topic. But Randy shot all that shit down.
That's not what happened.
Like, terribly. And instead, she came up with the idea of, like, telling some horror stories from our past relationships. Well, or past encounters. I didn't really have a lot of relationships. So we decided to reach out
he
to some family
think he's
and friends.
In relationships. The women in his life may think differently.
I don't think so.
Okay, baby.
They knew what it was. Reached out to a couple of family and friends, and we asked them to share some with us.
They did.
So we could share them with you.
So we reached out with y'all.
And in part two, we're going to share some of those. So after you hear this, you still have time to send us some.
No, yeah, but people who responded weren't family.
They were part of friends.
Yeah.
So family and friends were reached out. Friends came back. Someone came back.
They were part of the bubble on social media is what I'm saying. Okay. Like they didn't get the individual text.
Yes.
They got the
we reached
social
out to
media.
People. Yeah. Is the point.
I just want to be clear. I don't want people to feel like we don't want to hear from them. Okay, sorry. It's your lead.
I love you so much.
It's your lead.
You see how Randy just shoots stuff down. Anyway.
That's it.
If you hear this and you want to share something after finding out you're not the only one that's been through something crazy, please email us. Leave us the voicemail. Love to hear it. You knew what it was trying to say. Now.
I told you how to spell her name and you still spelled it wrong.
I love you. I am going to go first.
Yes.
Only because I feel like mine is the weakest of all the stories we are going to tell.
I don't think so.
I do.
Mine may not be that great.
I'm not really sure which story I should lead with.
Well, tell a few.
Well,
tell two.
To tell the truth, I don't feel like I have a lot of horror stories. Mm. I don't have a lot of stories that would be like, damn. I dealt with a lot of crazy women. But for the
because
most part,
you were crazy.
They kept their shit together. Like it never really like spiraled
never?
Out of control. No,
spiraled?
Not really.
Never.
Because you're still around.
Out of control? Ever?
Okay. Well, I have one that it's not a horror story, but it was one of those things that like, you know, got my heart rate up a little bit.
What's the story?
So I was a young man in college.
Oh my God.
All right, fine. We can take it back. We can take it back.
You can tell that story.
I'm gonna take it back. So I was in high school, and now high school age boys do a lot of dumb things for sex. It just happens. It's a thing that you do. I think it's a rite of passage to like almost die.
No.
Over a pussy.
It's not.
I think so.
It's not.
I think so. We can also take a vote on this because I really want to know if I'm the only one that has done this. I heard a conversation on another podcast that I listened to on Joe Budden podcast, and they were talking about like how far would you drive for sex? Like,
oh, you about to tell that story.
How far of a trip would you take? Mm. Well, there's parts of the story I didn't share.
It wasn't me, just so y'all know. It wasn't for me.
Well, you was in Atlanta all the time. But I had a lot of, you know, out-of-town friends
mm-hmm.
who I would entertain from time to time. Now,
I can't stand you.
I didn't tell you this part because you didn't know this part. But
what part do you tell me?
I used to own a 98 Maxima.
I know that.
Rear wheel drive. One of the greatest cars ever. Now, this was shortly after, like, Tokyo Drift had came out.
You told me this. You told me this this year.
I don't think I told people this.
You did. I swear. I know what you're about to say.
I used to drift the shit out of my car. I used to crank the e-brake, turn super hard, and gas it, and just burn little mini donuts turning corners. So anybody familiar with South Atlanta might know this area. I was right next to Lakewood Stadium, and me, my friend Cassius, and my cousin, we're all in the car. And like, I was just kind of just acting up. I was just trying to show out a little bit. So I thought I could drift this corner for absolutely no reason. But like, there was wide space in this lane. And I turned my car and I didn't account for like the weight of like more people.
Having three other niggas in your car?
Yeah. And so what happened was,
you ain't tell me this shit.
My tire basically wouldn't straighten out. And I ran like parallel into the curb. So like, the tire side and the curb side met straight on. Smack. Then I landed a little bit in the grass. The car didn't flip or anything, and it was still drivable. It was a little wobbly, but I always thought this car was like the world's strongest car because this wasn't the first or last accident that I had ever like been in or thing I've done to this car, and it was always fine.
What does this got to do with pussy?
So we're gonna fast forward to maybe a week later. I still hadn't gotten my car fixed. But
you told me this. I know exactly what you about to say.
A girl who I was interested in.
How you meet her?
I was in love with this girl.
How
I met
her
on a family vacation. Right?
But how did you meet her?
Long story short, I met her through her family member. And she and I became close. Right?
How did you meet her?
I met her on a vacation. I just said that.
Where was y'all at?
We were in Mexico. We were in Mexico. Can you stop snorting? Anyway, so I'm going to get this out because I know that you, listener, are really excited to hear where this goes. So I got a call from her, and she lives like up north, but not in New York. Like,
where she live, Mike?
She live in that area.
Where
tri-state
she live?
Area. One of them states. Now, she was actually visiting family down south, but like, not in Georgia, because she had no family there. In one of the Carolinas.
Oh. Right?
Which isn't, you know, that far a drive.
I hoped you would tell the story.
So, I got the text and she was like, yeah, I'll be here during this time. The house will be empty. You know, pull up. Like, you know, not really. It wasn't nothing that bold. It was like, you know, it would be good to see you. And I was like, oh, I'll be there. I'll come. She was like, no, you won't.
Yes, he would.
I was like...
Yes, he would.
I was like, what you mean? No, I won't. We, you know, we did the back and forth. I said, I will be there. I said, what time they leave? She was like 8 or something.
Can I interject?
Huh?
Mikey, I'm going to tell y'all right now. Ain't afraid about driving no distance. Y'all heard episode 2?
I like driving.
He will drive. Don't tempt him. He will show up at your door and be like, oh.
Unrelated. I've been doing driving. I've been driving a long time. A very long time. Lots of long distances for a lot of reasons. Some of which are legal. But I am no stranger to taking a trip, right?
He's really not.
I'm no stranger to taking a trip. So I just had to work the time out. So it's a 4.5-hour trip, right? During that time, I got to plan out my music, my snacks, stops, how much I'm going to need for gas, and I'll be good. Did not think about protection. That just came to mind.
You never
anyway,
do.
No. For what? Anyway.
You get in the car.
I get in the car. And mind you, my car still isn't fixed, but it's not bad. So my car is making this rumbling sound. But the thing is, the faster you go, the less you hear the sound. So I was like, all right, I'm good as long as I, like, you know, just fly through this. So the family was like leaving the house at like 10. Like her aunt was going to work or something, and her cousin was going to leave. And like, there was like a 4-hour gap window we would have. If I got there at this time. So naturally, I got there at that time.
Yes, you did, babe. Yes,
on
did.
The way, though, the vibrations got a little hard and a little bit rougher. And you could see my car like wobbling a little bit. So I pulled over to a gas station. I'm in like Spartanburg, South Carolina, something like that. And, you know, the gas stations start looking different.
Yeah,
so I did. A lot less black people.
Pulp Fiction.
It's just different. And I checked on my car and I noticed that my rotor, which is the thing that you attach the wheel to, which keeps the wheel attached to the car, My rotor was like red, but that didn't matter. I was like, okay, so it's
you
fine.
Still kept driving.
Metal turns red sometimes. It's okay.
That's not.
Anywho, oh, I realized I was closer to her than I was to Atlanta. So might as well go through with it. All right. I get there. You know what I'm saying? You know, a vibe was caught.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then, you know, it's time to leave.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's it.
You made it home and you got to the car shop.
Nah, that wasn't just that. On the way home, again, I'm of the mindset that if I speed, I'm fine. Naturally, I got a ticket on 85. Right when I'm getting closer. I'm like 30 minutes from the house. I get a ticket. Whatever. It's pulled to the side. I get to the house, right? And I didn't notice this, but I had like some lug nuts missing.
I don't even know what to say to you. Steel.
And some of my tire was like burnt out.
Mike.
The shit fell off.
Mike, that's not okay that you would do these things.
My tire fell off. I had to buy new rotors, new brakes.
And the car shop person was...
He said, how long you been driving on this? Like, you just brought this from the house, right? I've been going to the same mechanic, man. He don't really judge me. Bless. Normally, we cool. Rudy looked at me like, how far did you drive on this? I was like, I just came back from Carolina. He was like, yo, this wheel almost came off. Like, he walked over
you
to the car.
You almost died.
And touched it, and the wheel fell.
Mikey.
Sometimes you gotta die for it. Or at least, like, show that you're willing to die for it. You gotta understand, like, that trip gave me the bravery I needed
to drive to Ohio
for you. Yes.
7 years later?
I know.
You full of shit. That's all I got to say to you.
That's it.
You full of shit.
Naturally, during the trip, there was some, like, heart-pounding moments of, like, why is the vibration stopping? Oh, the car's driving fine now. More wobbling.
Oh, my God. See, you be covered and favored, and y'all deserve it.
What you mean?
Y'all deserve it. You ain't no
my
good.
Grandmother prayed that I get there safely, all right?
No.
Granny was like, yeah, just good. Help my son, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure you get there safely.
Well, I'm happy you made it back alive.
Aren't you?
And I hope that it was worth it.
It was. It was. She was. Look, I never lied to you before.
You haven't.
She, yeah, it was.
I'm happy that you made it back alive.
Yep.
And I'm this experience, share with your children.
What you fucking talking about? No.
Yes, you will.
You know, I pray that my daughter don't find nobody as nuts as me. I really do. I hope she settles down with a nice,
that's
simple,
not usually how it works.
Young white man.
Mikey.
Go ahead. What you got?
All right. My horror story. As y'all know.
I did almost die.
You did.
Go ahead.
You really did.
It's your turn, but what you got?
We were not together. We were not a thing. In no form or fashion. So y'all know.
No, this is before the days of Randy and Hoss. This is actually, Randy heard this story before as my friend.
I've heard it a few times.
Back when she was my sister.
Heard it a few times.
Yeah.
He told me the rotor part this year. I don't know how we got on it, but he finally told me that.
I think I'm going to remember more details later in life.
Lord help me. So as y'all know, I'm not nearly as interesting as Mikey. My mom didn't play that shit, okay? I wasn't traveling across state lines.
You couldn't drive.
I had my own car. I couldn't drive.
They was trying to keep y'all trapped. They did
Mikey
a great
taught
job.
Me how to drive.
I did.
So all of my horror stories are about him.
That
Let's
hurts
put it out
a little
there.
Bit.
So,
All right. I'll
but
share.
Not all of them. But I don't think. Anyway, picture it.
I've never been horrible to you, so I'm curious
what?
As to where this is going to go.
You've never been horrible
Yo,
to me?
Yo, watch your tone in your face.
Mikey.
Just now, I don't like the way you just did that.
Boy, you know I don't feel good. You know I don't feel good. You know
go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. I'm sorry, okay.
Picture it.
Mm-hmm.
Sicily.
So Randy got me watching Golden Girls. By the way, great show. Very predictable, but I love those old ladies.
Sicily, 2009.
Continue, Randy.
So it is... May 2009.
Okay.
It is my first prom.
Casino night.
Ever. Mikey's prom.
Yeah.
His senior prom.
My senior prom.
Let me tell y'all how fucking stupid I am.
Randy,
oh, speaking
stupid.
Of, we have criticism we forgot to share.
Oh.
Really quickly.
We can share it later.
Okay.
We'll do it later. How you try to throw that in? Come
because
on.
Because it was relating to what I was just about to say.
Can you pull it up real quick?
No, it's not like anything I have to read.
Oh, okay. What is it?
We curse too much.
Oh, yeah.
We curse too fucking much. Your mama said we...
This is why sailors. This is why y'all clash right here. Because she said you do it. And so you do it to like prove Mommy, that you no, don't
I love you.
Do it.
And then you're going to listen at 3 a.m.
Yeah, Randy's you know a sailor. Randy taught me to cuss. I actually used
That's
to be
not
a
true
pure,
at all.
Kind little Christian boy until I met this
we
girl.
We know that.
Now I'm a heathen.
The more these episodes have gotten, we've gotten a little familiar. But y'all so, know yeah, we are
got,
in life.
We're going to rein it in. We're going to rein it in.
Yes.
So
but
try
I mean
to get
not.
Through the story without cussing.
Without cursing?
Yeah.
I was an idiot.
You were not an idiot.
I was an idiot.
Continue.
Mikey's junior prom, I didn't get to go because him and an ex had vowed that no matter what, they would go to prom together.
Uh-huh. And I think we had broke up shortly before
a year
that
before,
prime. That prom.
During that Destin trip.
Yeah.
Which was that summer. Spring?
Yes. But we had like already like bought stuff,
they had
rented
like
stuff.
Vowed that they would go.
Yeah.
We were a fresh relationship. And my dumb behind. This is not fun when I'm cursing.
Come on, babe. Right,
my
we'll
dumb behind thought that it was endearing. I don't know what the fuck I thought. Sorry. But I thought that it was fine that you go. So I missed his junior prom because he went with his ex.
Yeah.
He was late to that prom for other reasons.
Why?
What you mean, why?
I was with you?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Damn, I got some twice that day.
My mom might listen. So we're not going to skip right past this. So my senior prom.
I did see you before.
We
prom.
Go.
Yes. Okay.
And I was really cute.
You look great.
I was really cute.
We got pictures.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
You got
that
pictures.
That was casino night.
Yes.
There
Who
pictures
got pictures of us?
Of us
together?
There was pictures of me, you, and Cassius who was playing blackjack.
I'm talking about me and you.
Nah.
Right. So there's the reason why. So
I
we
didn't
guys,
take pictures that night with
you.
You
didn't. You weren't with me. Your ass left me.
I was with you.
Mikey.
Hold up. Hold up.
You
I'm going to let you finish your story
me.
Again. Okay. Before
at
then,
your
I'm talking
prom.
About from the.
No,
I didn't
that's
leave
what I'm
you
saying.
At my prom.
You went and took pictures with everybody else. You got your girlfriend from another high school who's younger than you
uh-huh.
at this senior prom. Don't know nobody but Brianna Graves, who was also out doing whatever
okay.
seniors do on
got
prom
you.
Night. And it was horrible.
Okay, so it's prom night and
his
it's my
prom.
Prom.
It's his prom.
And so I was hanging out with other people.
And left me in a corner at a casino table.
Okay.
By myself.
You were
there
not
was one picture of us.
You with two of my friends, and y'all was all playing stuff.
There was one
and I went to go
picture
mingle
of
and came
us.
Back.
He went to go mingle the whole night.
I did not mingle the whole night.
You went to go mingle the whole night.
It's like 20 minutes of mingling.
The whole night.
Go ahead.
We get back in the car. We go mm-hmm. to Applebee's.
Yes. Dinner after prom.
Mm-hmm,
That's
mm-hmm.
what you do.
Mm-hmm. It's like 8 o'clock. We're sitting parallel to this table, this nigga and his girl, and he all night trying to figure out Mikey gonna get some. You get some tonight? Yeah, yeah, you are, man. I know. Happy prom night. This random ass
oh,
creepy
yeah,
ass stranger. And I was not having sex at this point, so now I'm feeling really uncomfortable.
No, you weren't doing anything at this point.
I was not doing anything.
You wasn't. We wasn't. Doing
I wasn't
nothing.
Fucking.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
you weren't doing nothing.
Mike, we eat. It's awkward. I don't even know if we talked. Did we talk?
Yes, we talked.
What we talk about?
About life. We just how we normally talk.
I don't remember. I remember
asked you
hating.
How stuff was. Loved your dress. We got food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He asked me to call my mom.
Yeah.
To pick me up. It's 8:30. Uh-huh. 9. My mom pulls up. She's pissed. She's just like, your curfew like midnight. Why are you?
Why
you got me pick you up at 8:30? What is Mikey doing? Mikey's by his car.
My aunt's
ex,
car. My aunt,
aunt let us
gave,
let
gave me
car.
The Benz for the night.
It was a great car.
Shout out to Auntie Diane. Got it.
He's with his ex.
And a whole bunch of other
Laura,
people.
Friends that
I'm met. With a group of friends.
Friends
Continue.
That I met in college because they end up going to my college. But anyway.
Yeah.
So this ex and all these things. My mom was like, but it's 8:30. I don't understand why dinner ended so quickly. I don't understand why you're asking me to pick you up. Why are you asking me to pick you up? Why isn't Mikey dropping you off at home like prom dates do? Because Mikey is spending the weekend in a hotel. What is
with
ex?
My friends.
And his Randy. Friends.
Go ahead. I'm going to let
so,
you frame it. I'll let you frame it.
That's what the fuck happened.
Okay.
I get in the car. Mikey rushes up. Oh, babe, let me help you in the car. Getting my dress in the car. My mom's livid. Move. She know how to get her own shit. Don't touch her. Mikey goes, oh, okay, mom. He goes over to Ron in the car. She's like, I don't want to hug. Go ahead about your business. You go. You're so flabbergasted. You don't understand why she could possibly.
I felt bad about
you.
It for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
It went over like
for a second.
Yeah, because I really didn't see anything wrong.
Because you're a horrible person.
I'm not a horrible person.
So we drive home. The whole drive home, she's yelling at me. She's like, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at him, and I'm mad that you let him do this to you. Don't you ever let no nigga drop you off. Let no nigga pick you up on your prom night.
First of all, at that point, the reason why I had called her was because we were in South. We was somewhere in South Atlanta, and this is when y'all had lived off of like. Y'all live like off Lovejoy, somewhere near there, right? And like she was like a couple exits away, so I was like, "All right, I could just ask her to
Mikey,
come get you since it's like a couple exits."
Ended up spending a night in a hotel with his classmates.
Yeah, it was a hotel
Bex
party.
Ended up fucking somebody else, and that's all I'm gonna say. And
there was a lot of stuff happening.
It was a lot of
in
shit
in them hotel
happened.
Rooms. Good times.
And I'm like, the whole time I'm driving home, mortified because my mom has seen firsthand. The type of shit I put up with.
What are you talking
with
about?
This bum ass nigga.
I wasn't. So, I didn't do anything but go out with my friends. Because you couldn't come to the hotel,
day,
Randy. Was you sleeping at the hotel?
The next day.
Go ahead.
He comes by.
Yeah.
We break up so he can be a nigga the rest of the summer. And we proceed to get back together the following February. my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is how we got here. It was the worst night of my life.
I love you.
That was the worst night of my life.
Was it really that bad?
Mikey, I hate you. Like, I hate you.
To this day, y'all, while we've had this conversation a couple of different times, and I really do feel bad for you feeling that way. For me making you feel that way. For me doing everything that I did that had you upset. I really did. But I did not see anything wrong with what
I know
I did,
you didn't
only because I actually didn't do nothing.
I know what happened.
Yeah, I was
it went around. I know what happened.
It just made sense to me. I was like, well, yeah, I'm gonna go hang out with my friends. You don't like or know these people, and you can't.
I didn't
stay
dislike
out
them. I just couldn't stay
at
out
the time that we staying out. And I was like, I ain't trying
you
to.
You didn't
miss
make the time we could have together pleasurable, though. It was.
I thought it was like
it
cool
wasn't. You well, left well, me the me, whole night.
To me, it was like, well, yeah, she's just gonna come in my space and she gets to see what my space looks like. So she
and
gets
you
to, like,
left
meet
me
people and like hang out like how we would hang out.
Mikey,
and I showed her off.
Mikey,
and like,
y'all, we
that
got
was
together
it
2008 February. We've uh-huh only been together for a year, maybe by this
it was,
point.
Yeah, it wasn't a year yet. Oh yeah, it was.
So he ain't learned shit about me. He don't know I'm an introvert. He don't know shit. Like,
I really didn't.
I'm not about to just walk around the
room
talking to people.
Well, at that point, you weren't really introverted.
Yes, I was.
You were like, you would talk. You would go out.
Introverts
you would do
are sociable. But I'm not about to walk up to somebody and be like, hey.
Again, I'm 18 years old.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm 18. Well, 17 years old.
You're a horrible person.
I was not. I
love
you.
But I love you.
I was a little stupid, but I love you.
A little? That was my horror story. It was awful. It was an awful, awful, awful night.
I don't think it was that bad. Looking back, again, Randy, I'm sorry.
That's okay, baby.
I apologize for the actions of 22 and younger Mikey. Ooh, 23.
I'm about to
23.
Say, don't forget that.
23 and
that
younger
Jordan number.
Mikey, I sincerely apologize for who he was and how he behaved.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, babe. I love you.
I love you, too. So that was Randy's horror story.
I put up with some dumb shit.
I don't think so. I think that you
of course
you love
me. You still got me.
I do. Pregnant.
Oh no, I'm stupid as hell.
Yes, you are. So
at least you're honest with me, baby.
I love you, Randy. You're not stupid. The person who sent this story is not stupid either, but I think this shit was hilarious.
It was funny.
So we had an anonymous submission from a listener who, honestly, though I did not grow up with her and I don't really know her like you know her, I love her. And I think this brought us closer as a family.
It was funny.
And if you ever want to, feel free to call me bro, because we are like, you're like my sister now. That's, like now I think of her as family.
It's funny.
Which is kind of disturbing because of what we're about to share.
I know. Maybe
Randy's
not
gonna read it because right she has the better reading voice. Can you do me a
oh
favor?
Oh, you wanna read it?
Yeah, I want you to like slow down though.
I'm gonna slow.
When you share.
I've been reading slow.
Yeah. But like when you read it earlier, you read fast, which I can keep up with, but go ahead.
You're not allowed to ask me for shit the rest of this episode.
Go ahead, Randy.
Horror story.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if this fits the category, but definitely prefer to be kept anonymous. Okay.
So we will refer to her as?
No one.
No one.
A girl is no one. I was pregnant with my child, and my boyfriend and I were having sex the morning before my checkup from the back, because everything else was uncomfortable at this point.
Got you. Makes sense.
So anywho, Everything's in motion. He slips out and quickly slips back in into the wrong hole.
Okay.
I immediately clenched up and just dropped down to the bed. Mm. I was standing bent over, kind of. You would have thought I got shot. I just climbed to the end of the bed.
Go ahead.
And curled up. I literally felt so violated. I've never even attempted anal, and it hurt so damn bad. I lay at the end of the bed crying silently, trying not to make it a big deal. My boyfriend had no clue it even was that big of a deal, clearly, because he found it kind of funny.
It is a little funny.
He asked if I was okay, and I boo-hoo cried after I replied no. Then he cuddled me, and I cried in pain and laughed at the situation itself at the same damn time. That was definitely the end of that session. When I say my ass hurt all day, I mean all day. It hurt to sit. I was scared to shit. I was scared to have my checkup.
How far did he go?
Doc, I know you know what you're doing. But usually my boyfriend does too. So, side eye. Well, the end. Girl. I gotta pee.
Wait, hold up. Okay. How far did he go?
He must have went far enough. You know when y'all be in it and you don't be... You did that shit one time.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is not about me.
All I'm saying is, you should know.
We don't know.
Wrong hole fool. That's all I got to say. That's what we're going to call that story. Wrong hole fool.
But you know what? You know, I can't even... Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine what you felt. But I do get why he laughed.
Yeah, because Mikey don't do booty play.
I don't.
He don't want it.
It's not a thing.
He don't want it.
I don't. It won't happen. You gotta kill me. but you know, hey, to each his own. You know, y'all do what y'all do. But I don't think that was. Yeah, that was a horror story.
Thank you.
I'm very sorry you had to experience that while also pregnant.
Right.
Because you couldn't, like, fight it the same way
you
could.
Oh, no. Don't even. Lord.
I love you, sis. And I'm sorry for the pain that it caused you.
I hope just felt that in my spirit. Especially when you're pregnant, you're hormonal.
Yeah. And everything's tight.
It ain't right.
But I could also see how he, you know.
No.
He made a mistake. Mm-mm, it happens. Mm-mm. I always did it on purpose, but...
Mikey, I'm joking. We about to lose people.
No, either.
You are such a dick.
Okay, we can't laugh the entire episode. So...
We have another feedback.
We do. This one...
Is a voicemail.
Was a voicemail. So we're going to give some backstory before we play it. So this young lady... I think this is funny already. I'm sorry. This young lady met a guy on mm-hmm. Plenty of Fish.
Y'all. Okay, go ahead, Mike.
So she met him on his dating app, and she admitted that the dudes on this app
are trash.
Are trash.
And we
her,
know.
Her words.
We know.
She would like to be called D.
B.
She said D.
She said B.
Oh, we could go with B, but her I was just really close to her name. I know. That's why I figured she said D to switch it up on these things. But okay. D. B. She wanted to be called B.
I'm just going to edit all that out.
It was fine. So B met this guy on Plenty of Fish. They talked for a long time. He grew up in a neighborhood that wasn't far from her. She's from Indiana. But,
no, she's not.
Georgia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so they linked. They met. She said that he talked to her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as per usual.
You got to lay the foundation.
Yeah, he majored in exercise science.
And y'all know don't fuck with these personal trainers.
Which okay, is sorry, important. Sorry. So he laid the proper foundation, communication daily, the good morning text, the hey beautiful, the oh I want to see yous, I can't wait to see you. And it led up to them like linking up. So they started talking in November or whatever, Christmas break. They in her words, she said they parlayed. Which I thought was fucking hilarious. Because I parlayed. I know what parlayed mean. You nasty.
You, do, baby.
You nasty.
Mike. What?
In a good way. We appreciate nasty here. So you can just imagine what parlayed mean. But they parlayed.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Her birthday is in early February.
Yes.
So her friends do like a party for her birthday. And he didn't show up. Like she was reaching out to him. And nothing.
Yeah.
At the end of February, he hits her up.
And
wait, no, before that, so she stopped talking to him at the end of February, he hits her up. Like, yeah. What's up?
And we have that rest of the voicemail. And so she had to leave 3 voicemails because the voicemail cuts you off for 3 minutes just for y'all who leave voicemails. But we really appreciate her finishing the story because a lot of people quit after that first voicemail kick out. And, you know, come on, y'all. Come on. Don't leave us hanging.
Believe in yourself.
Right. So you're going to play it. This is
what happens after.
All right.
We can comment while this is playing, right?
We'll try. I'm about to see if we can.
All right.
And 1 second.
So he hit me up at the end of February and he was like, oh, what's new with you? And I was like, nothing. And he was like, oh, I was like, what's new with you? And he was like, I got a baby. I was like, what the fuck? What? You know, I'm playing it cool. I was like, oh, congratulations. You know, whatever. I'm thinking the baby's like, he just found out he had a baby. You know, with this girl 5 years ago, and he just found out it's his or something. I don't know. I thought it was like a toddler child. Nah, the child's just born in February, same month, like maybe 2 weeks ago. And I was like, oh. So then he tells me this whole thing of like, yeah, I didn't tell you because, like, I didn't know if it was mine. It was this girl I met. It was a one-night stand, blase, blase. You know, I didn't want to go around telling people I had a baby coming when I didn't even know if it was true. Or whatever. And, you know, my dumb ass believed him. I was like, oh, you know, that kind of makes sense. Like, I understand. Like, he's talking about he didn't even tell his family. Like, his mama, the only one who knew, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay, sure. So, you know, we kept talking, but it was, like, not as, like, it was a little lower key than it had been previously. So, finally, my ass starts to, you know, become FBI. I was like, let me investigate this shit. When I should have did this in the beginning, but I'm dumb. So I investigate, I get on Facebook. I thought we were friends, but apparently he had like unfriended me. I think immediately after he friended me so I wouldn't go snooping. So anyway, I find this girl's page and I was like, cause he told me the name of the girl and I was like, oh, he was like, you know, I just met her randomly, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, this sounds like her name, like on his friend thing. It was just like random. So I hit the page and I see like the cover picture is like, he's in it, his mama's in it, and like his whole family, his brothers and sisters. I'm like, oh, this is his cousin. Whatever. So I go down and look on her page. Bitch, he had the baby shower. Like, they've been going together for years. His mama on her page calling her daughter. Like, this ain't no new, like, oh, I, you know, one night stand type stuff. Like, this nigga really was scheming. And so I think he called me like the next day or whatever, and I confronted him. I was like, I know everything, nigga. I know everything. I know you. I know this is your bitch, and I know that this your baby, and you knew this was your baby, and you've been with this girl for years. And he was like, "What you mean? Da, 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 I'm sorry." But the way I cussed him out, it was like so monotone. It was like, "Nigga, don't even fuck with me no more." Da, da, da. You know, it was just like so monotone. It was so good. I was really proud of myself. Anyway, so. See, that was the end of the story. It's that niggas, you know, out here living whole lives, tricking us, scheming. But yeah, that's my horror story. Hope y'all enjoy. Sorry if I talk fast. My bad. Okay, bye.
Oh my God.
So many things to talk about.
Y'all don't even understand. Girl, this story hit us to the core.
This shit's so realistic
and so
familiar.
Right. Y'all may have been talking
I gotta be real. There's a couple of points I made while I was listening to that.
Okay.
She played it real cool with the congratulations on the new baby.
You did.
That was cool as fuck.
It was cool.
That's a real nigga move right there. Congratulations. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
And then I started thinking, why he didn't answer her calls when she was calling on her birthday? You see what I wrote?
What, niggas with kids?
Yeah, her and the baby got the same birthday. That's what he
asked. Oh, no.
He's like, I would hit you up, but I'm at the hospital. I just had my baby.
Girl, you don't even understand how, like, you may have been talking to the same dude.
Oh, man.
We just cut off.
First of all, not a one-night stand excuse is a classic.
Is it?
Yeah, hit him with the, nah, you know, like, she, no, that's it. We not really in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? It was a one night stand type thing, but I'm gonna do right by the, you know what I'm saying, by the baby. So I'm trying to make it work with her, that's all. And since this is new, I ain't wanna confuse what we got or what we could be with what's happening over there, you know what I'm saying? And girl, you looking at me crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's how stupid y'all look. Y'all that shit every time. It's a classic. And you heard her say, That made sense. Oh, so then she was like, no. So then we start moving forward, but now we a little low key. She don't know why there's a shift, just that there is one.
Oh,
if she
no.
know the whole truth now, everything would be fine. I think.
Oh no.
You take a different type of nigga.
It is a different type.
You take a different type of nigga. So he pulled out the one night stand excuse. All right. And you got to get the side girl on your side. So that's you got to so keep them close.
Sad. And so horrible.
Niggas ain't shit. But
niggas ain't.
We funny though. So.
Ain't shit.
Yeah. That was.
So.
But nah. All right. So it's a couple themes to the story I wrote down. Also, okay. When she hit him with the, I know everything, nigga.
Right. Yeah, we was trying to record our reactions to the voice
while it was playing,
but it wasn't doing right.
It's okay. We gonna learn for future stuff. Yeah. But still, hopefully y'all have fun with that while I was gone. There's a couple themes in that story though that I feel like we need to touch on.
Okay.
Plenty of fish and social media.
Mikey's convinced that these niggas want to get caught. And I am too.
Because first of all, it's 2018. If you still trying to cheat on your girl online, you want to get caught. You want to get caught.
Yeah.
Through a dating app. You know how quickly someone would find me on a dating app trying to cheat on you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've gotten screenshots of somebody.
You're like, ain't this Mikey?
Active 30 minutes ago. That's on crazy. His birthday. We had a to his dinner.
We had, yeah, Randy put up a video on Snapchat, got a reply, like, ain't this person on this other dating app?
30 minutes.
Anywho, social media is getting niggas in trouble. And you can't believe none of what you see on those profiles. That's why I'm really big on like face-to-face, person-to-person type like connection.
You are.
Because that's real. Whoever you present yourself to meet as online usually isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this because I used to lie all the time on tagged in my space.
Not tagged.
All the, yeah, ooh, just taking it back.
Not tagged.
Was it Black People Meet?
You weren't.
No, Black Planet. Black
yeah.
Planet.
You about to say you weren't even.
It don't exist no more.
It don't, do it?
Well, you could search for MySpace, but I think pop-ups pop up or something.
Oh, no.
Niggas with kids. Some of the worst liars.
I mean, it's awful.
It is.
It's awful.
I think it's hilarious, though. She finally. Hold up, man. Y'all got to stop with this detective shit. I had it last on the list.
Why?
Y'all know the moment y'all start looking, you're going to find something, right?
Yeah.
The moment you start looking, you're going to find something. She said his whole family was.
He at the baby shower. It's a Jack
the
and Jill baby shower.
The mother in the comments
shower.
Calling her.
I just. It takes somebody currently being pregnant. It takes a different person.
Yeah.
To cheat on somebody while they pregnant.
Well, technically, he wasn't cheating while she was pregnant. She was giving birth. Well, no.
He was cheating.
Yeah, she was. I'm sorry.
Like, what type of. What?
Sometimes you just gotta get what you gotta get.
Y'all, this is the reason why we could never let out the episode we did for our freshman application. Because I tell you, this is the same story.
It's the same story.
It's the exact same story.
If B would have also been pregnant at the same time,
it would have been the exact same story. So we had to let all them people go.
And this just goes on to add to the list of things I said earlier. Dudes do some crazy stuff for sex.
They even do. Just for head.
Like even pretend to be a different person. Apparently he was lying in all his bios talking about he go to a certain school, he from a certain place, but
exercise science? That is the first rip. Nope.
But you gotta get with hold up. So we may have some personal trainers that listen to this.
That's fine.
We're not trying to ruin your game, but y'all may have to switch it up a little bit. We may. Cause you know when the problem is dudes also start telling the game and then women pick up on it. And some dudes are just late to the party with, you know, you gotta switch it up. Some of the old stuff not working no more, boys. Yeah, I gotta do a little better.
Ghosting?
Yeah.
That's still classic.
I didn't have my phone. I didn't see your call.
My phone died.
We all know that's a lie.
I fell asleep.
It's always a lie, but you ain't fall asleep for 2 weeks. Your phone wasn't dead for
you. You fell asleep, so it was time for you to go back to work? You were the night shift.
So you missed my whole birthday month, but hit me up at the end of it saying, what's
now
up?
Now your daughter 3 weeks. Niggas evil.
But what's funnier is that even after that, he still had the right excuses to still stay good for a little bit. He did.
But why? It sounds so exhausting.
It is a little exhausting.
Just leave me.
This is why I'm married.
Just leave me. Just leave me, please.
Why? Why leave if don't I can have my cake and my other cake and eat both of them?
That's evil.
And have a baby, too.
You don't gotta be evil.
That's true. Which is why I am a part of what Charlamagne refers to as, what is it? The faithful male community? That's where I'm at.
Charlamagne faithful?
Now. But he expresses that. He was like, yeah, he cheated back in like 2012 or something like that. But now he's like, you know.
That's horrible.
Yeah. He's just a part of the community now. Now he got his stuff together.
We have a son. It's just going to be different.
What are you talking about?
It's going to be different.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to raise your sons to be better. But I don't know who raised this nigga. But she was at the baby shower.
Oh, my God.
Ladies, if you get to the point where you feel like you got to do detective work.
Don't.
You're right. You're right. Whatever you're feeling, you're right. You're right.
Intuition, girls. And guys.
Same. But we don't really.
Yeah.
Because we know already. We just don't care.
What you know about me, baby?
I know what you're doing. I know exactly what you're up to.
What I'm doing. What am I doing?
Since you pregnant now, you kind of calmed down on the whole cheating on me thing. You less of a hoe out here in these streets because you're always in the house. But I know you love me.
I know.
See how she agreed?
Reeling my looseness.
That was.
Thank y'all.
That was episode 27. Those were some relationship horror stories.
Thank y'all.
They're just stories. I love stories.
And we hope that y'all listening to these relationship horror stories will convince you to send in your own.
And B, if you listening, first of all, no judgment on you, bro. You handled that properly.
No, right.
Very, very proud of you.
You could have been.
Could have cut that nigga out
differently. I would have been like, well, no, I mean, 9 times out of 10,
you could have blown up his whole life. Sometimes the girl do that. You could scorch
the
earth.
The girl knows, just like the girl we knew.
You would be surprised by how sometimes they think that it may be over. You got to understand, you 9 months pregnant, about to pop. Your focus may be on some other things. You're not thinking that he cheated on you.
You don't know what you negotiate with a baby.
That's true.
You.
We don't know what his main, I'm going to refer to as the main. You wasn't the side, B. You wasn't the side. He was just like doing the most. But the other chick that he was focused on, you know, she pregnant. She's focused on other things. So her mind just isn't there.
Don't matter.
Well, it does matter if you're trying to cheat. This is the easiest way.
Yeah.
If I know that you homesick. Or she knows. Which also happens. True.
I mean, that is usually the case. Which I naively found
either
out
way,
last year.
B, this is horrible. And I'm very sorry this happened to you. But I have a very strong feeling that one of these days you're going to come across somebody who actually is about shit.
Yeah. That's horrible. The concept that there are real life people out here with whole lives that are searchable.
Well, I knew a dude who was saying he was a mechanical engineer on airplanes.
Working on the plane you flew in on. But, he on Plenty of Fish too, girl. Don't do it. Don't do it.
But I know that nigga didn't get his master's or.
He in AmeriCorps just like us. I'm going to let y'all know. Don't talk to nobody on Plenty of Fish. If you see children, you see no, he lying.
Yeah. And I can't really see lying on your kid. Honestly, having a kid at this point on social media is, you know, kind of a benefit. Especially if you try to hit on girls who also got kids. My kids and your kids could play. As you can see, like, I'm a man about my priorities. I take care of my kids. That's when I come up with, like, a whole lie. That's like me walking out here saying, yeah, you know, me and my girl are co-parenting. You know, we not close at all, but, you know, we understand.
So when she show up with me at this event, it's because we share a car.
Okay, engagement. So how do you deal with horrifying moments like these?
Yeah.
Share, comment, email us about what you thought about this one, and we're going to share it in part two.
I know by the time part two hits, it will be November, but we'll treat it like October.
Yeah, we won't care.
Yeah. We just had to do something for this month because I just felt like I wasn't in the spirit of horror.
And so hopefully this puts you in the spirit. Did you enjoy this?
I did, though it did bring up some sour feelings.
What
about
sour
2009.
Feelings?
Why you do these things to me? You know I'm the love of your life.
So
I'm the love of your life.
With that being said, we're going to move on to our fight or flight this week, which is my fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
So normally during fight or flight, we got to fight about something. But I am a married man. Hey. I'm a married man. And I know sometimes you have to bring things back.
What?
Before they escalate. You got to de-escalate situations before it gets worse. And I also understand that sometimes starting a fight when your wife may already be feeling some things is not a bright thing. So
I don't feel nothing.
To be honest with you, you being pregnant, carrying my daughter, doing all that you can not to jump off a building so that you can escape the pain makes me so proud. It makes me love you so much that I have nothing to fight about.
Mikey.
So instead, I am going to take this time to go ahead and do my PDA.
No!
Yeah, I'm going to do some PDA. And I'm
You're
going to tell
skipping
you,
segments. I've already gotten you about this.
I am going to tell you that I love you. Mikey. And I am very sorry for what Mikey did to you back in 09. But Paul.
Oh.
Wait, hold up. For what Paul did.
Right. Because.
Paul was a terrible person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mikey loves you.
Mm.
And I know you feel that love. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ooh, I have a fight or flight.
Oh my God.
You're hearing it here first, folks. If you come at me with that one more time, one more time. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Look me in my eyes. Don't say it a second time. I love you.
Why don't you like
me? But if you, I'm going to Google on someone else's computer creative ways to torture a pregnant woman without hurting the child.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, be careful. I need you to tread lightly. I can't do your fake agreeing. Mikey. I don't want your fake love. All that fake news. I'm not with that. I need real.
Mikey.
And I need you to cut back. Ooh, right. I need you to cut back on.
Why don't you like it?
The mm-hmm.
Why don't you like it?
Because we are very direct people.
We are.
I'm a very straightforward person. Yes or no works just fine for me. But I don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are we understood?
Mm-hmm.
To any of our listeners out there who would like to loan a computer for me to use. So
babe,
you're
not
caught.
Explaining to me. Why is this a fight? Why you got a...
Because it irks me, bruh.
Why?
That's what the fight or flight is, to bring up stuff that bothers me, bruh. You bother me when you do that shit, bruh.
I'm trying to figure out why. Because you think I'm being indirect?
Yes, it's very passive.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
Because you don't actually mean mm-hmm.
I do.
You mean mm-hmm, which is a double negative, which is the opposite of what the first thing was. So it's actually So when I say I love you, and you be like, you be like, nah. That's what it means.
I never said that when you say I love
you.
That's what
it. That's what it means.
That's what you interpret.
That's what happens.
Which sounds like a cognitive distortion.
So when you say,
so your mind.
That's
reading.
Actually also. Oh wait, so you pulling out therapy shit on me? That was happening right now.
Your mind reading. You're catastrophizing. Situation.
I'm not mind reading or catastrophizing. I am taking the context of what you were saying, and applying it to what is happening.
Well, I apologize that it makes you feel that way.
Don't apologize for my feelings. Just to apologize for your actions. See, that was a fake apology.
No, it wasn't.
That was the mm-hmms of apologies.
You told
I'm sorry
me
you feel this way.
I am. I am really sorry.
Okay.
That you feel this way.
Got
about
you.
That. Because
yes,
it's not
ma'am.
What it means.
Okay.
I will do my best to stop saying it.
Just cut down. I don't believe you can stop. Just need you to
baby,
just cut it down.
I don't say it as much. I don't do it as much.
You do it more than you think you do.
Do I?
You do. You really do. I love you.
I love you. So, okay. That's your fight.
That's my fight and my PDA.
You don't get to do that shit. Mikey, you all know
right,
that.
All right, fine. I got more love to share. It's all right.
All right. That was fight or flight.
PDA, love.
So, my PDA.
What you got?
I feel like I have been failing in the friend-wife department lately.
We just gonna go from like really fun, happy to like we getting serious.
Well, you told me to give you some PDA.
All right, good.
And I know I've been shutting down your podcast episode. I
shooting them down, like
y'all don't understand
all the bullets.
Mikey,
just the y'all ever seen? First of all, I know we got listeners that are a little bit older. It's like Duck Hunt, dead ass. Like
I don't know
Super Nintendo Duck
that?
Hunt.
Oh,
it's the one that had the built-in guns. Like the
never played.
Yeah, from the gray brick, the cement brick.
I remember the brick.
Nintendo, yeah.
Yeah.
The one where you had to like flip the thing open, put the cartridge
yeah,
in.
Yeah, and blow it. Yeah, to blow it. You weren't supposed to, but you did.
The power button was like a sliding thing. Yeah,
yeah.
That one. The moment the duck come up, you just start busting at the TV. That's what happened.
Y'all,
the moment.
I don't do it. My initial no isn't like.
It's sharp. It's like
sharp, bullets. But it's not how I mean it. And I realize I need to say. Like I did the other day. Give me more. How do you visualize?
That was
this
the first time
going?
You let the duck fly away.
Right. But see, I understand that you interpret that differently.
Bow, bow, bow. Go ahead.
But I love you.
Yes.
And this is not just my podcast.
Uh huh.
This is our podcast.
Uh huh.
And sometimes your ideas are a little vague and ambiguous.
Yes.
And I be needing more. Because when I come to you with an idea, I'm very clear.
Okay.
About how I think it will go,
uh-huh.
What I visualize,
okay.
The pictures and things. You are not like that.
Mm-mm.
You are very vague. You want to talk. You want me to pull things out of you. Which is not your fault. It's who you are. It's who you've always been.
Mm-hmm.
And I really apologize, babe, for just not, if I've made you feel, that I have made you feel, that your thoughts weren't as good as mine. I also like to apologize. I'm apologizing.
Okay, yes.
That I made you feel that way.
Yes.
Why are you laughing?
I love you.
I also apologize for not taking into consideration an idea you had, not about the podcast, but about our life,
mm-hmm.
for like a month. And it took me a journaling session to be like, oh shit, I've been dismissing Mikey. I've been making him feel like I don't trust his opinion, which is not true. I've just been in my own shit, in my own head. And I apologize. I really do. And you have been so loving about it. And I appreciate you for knowing my heart and my intentions are pure, even though the impact may be stressing you out. Yes.
Yes.
He's just nodding.
I'm just listening to you. I appreciate that, Randy.
But I love you. You're my best friend. I trust you. You got good ideas, you know, and we're going to work on executing the ones you got for the podcast. I'm going to see your vision, babe.
Will you try?
I will.
Because they're actually really great ideas.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Mike, you've come up with some great podcast episodes that we've done already.
I know.
So I trust you.
Uh-huh.
But like that fall one? Sounded
when
like a blog.
I went deeper and explained. It was a great idea.
Okay, let's just throw it out there really quickly, please. You're okay. Saying you want to do a Why We Love the Fall episode.
No, I wasn't. I was like, why? Yeah, like a reason about why the fall is one of our favorite seasons. Some things that we've gone through, some things we've experienced, some funny stories wrapped around like stuff that specifically happened around this time of year, which is a lot.
Well, actually, I don't love the fall. I mean, I love the fall, yes. But like a lot of like...
Well, I was saying mostly because you liked
Halloween. You know, October sucks for us.
Yeah, but you love Halloween. That's what I meant by like the fall. So when I said, you know,
Halloween,
I love the fall, then
I
brought
up by...
when the seasons change and what like... That's, and then I got into the point, which wasn't just why we love the fall, but you immediately kept repeating why we love the fall.
Like, that's
after.
What you said!
But I even just explained what I meant by that.
You just got to Halloween, which made me think of the horror story.
Exactly, which got us to this point anyway. So it doesn't matter.
It does.
You heard me out eventually, which I appreciated. You asked a
you
little
were saying
for,
more
like,
about Halloween,
clarification.
October.
I appreciated that. Yes.
Not the season.
No.
I was stuck on the season.
But and that's when I brought up, you know, my October period and like things that happen in October.
He wanted to do an episode where we end up telling stories because
yes.
We haven't done a story in a while because we've been kind of under the weather.
And I was thinking that you could wrap it up in like, you know, the spirit of Halloween. Mostly like because of The Simpsons, like Treehouse of Horror.
Yeah, I never seen
tell stories.
Those.
So yes. And this is what we came up with.
But I really do apologize, babe. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I know you mean to love me.
Yes. But as long as you know that. But I also need to be clear that that is my intention. That I mean to love you.
Uh-huh.
And I love you. And you're very smart. I
believe that.
And I hope that I'm not making you feel that. You are. And you haven't been acting like I have. But
you,
I just would like to catch you. You know how I feel about apologizing.
I get it.
Catch it. Apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Hold myself accountable.
Yes.
Don't do that shit again.
Yes.
I mean, I may. But like, at least you know
that
I'm conscious of it.
Yes. I appreciate you. Thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
It was a long PDA.
Oh, okay.
No. Just like,
I'll cut
period,
it down.
Just compared to some of our other ones.
I'll cut it down.
You don't have to cut it. You don't have to cut anything out. Leave it in. Including this part, with me telling you not to cut it out.
You said it was long.
I didn't say it was bad. I just said, this is a point of fact. Like, oh, that's a little longer than how some of our PDAs go.
Okay.
Don't upset me. Don't smile at me like that. That's the
that's
smiles. Don't look
babe,
at me like
you
that.
You can't do that.
Okay. My PDA. Okay, so this is a little bit of, involves some spoilers. Today's date is the 28th.
Yep.
So if you haven't seen the episode of This Is Us from the 23rd, or just before the 28th, don't listen to anything after this because I'm going to spoil some stuff for you.
Yeah, you didn't see this last Tuesday's episode is what he's saying.
So, in this last episode of This Is Us, if you don't watch the show, you should, and you suck for not watching it. Two of the characters in this episode, Toby and Beth, are going through like some really rough times. Toby with dealing with his depression. Beth with the same, honestly, like just starting to show signs that she is like cracking.
Right.
Both stories resonated with me. And after we watched the episode last night, I just got a little like emotional about it.
Yes.
Because I felt every single thing from that episode from both of them. Last night you said, it's not that you haven't said it ever. It's been a minute since you've referred to me as this because I don't really feel like it, but you were like, you're my rock. So like, I get how you can like relate to certain
things. Yeah,
you're
the sinner.
I was like, oh, you still think I'm the sinner. Even
yeah.
though I feel like I'm a fucking mess. I feel very inadequate very often. And I am unhappy with what I am doing with my life and myself. but you don't, which was weird. Or even if you did, you didn't say so. But it just made me feel good. It made me feel seen. And I appreciate you for that. I don't feel like a rock. Don't feel like I'm doing much. I don't feel like I'm doing as well as I would like to be. Let me say that. But you saying that just really made me feel better as like a man and person. So thank you for reminding me that you still look at me like you're rock.
Yeah. I mean, babe, you feel that way also because you never, ever, ever, which I've said repeatedly, 27 episodes in, show yourself grace.
But what?
You are critical and you're stuck on things that you expect it to happen, which we've already talked about. Expectations are dangerous.
Yeah.
And way life is supposed to go. And we don't get to get like long lengths of happy periods because we're good people and because we love each other and because we do our best.
But why not?
You know, because that's just living on earth, you know? And so I recognize that you aren't in no way settling. You aren't happy about, you know, where we are, where you thought you'd be by this age with a baby on the way. But you're doing your best. And you still are the center. You still are a rock. You're still like, even when you don't feel strong, you still are. You know, you've taken control of your mental health. You've taken control of your physical health. And the other night you gave me some gray head. You know, like, why would I be mad at you? What I got to be disappointed about?
I love you.
I'm just saying.
I know. Thank you, Randy.
But yeah, I definitely understand why you resonated with the episode. And it really showed me that, you know, I got to step up on my end, though you don't make me feel like I'm not. But like, you know, I just got to keep doing my part so that you don't feel so worn out with everything.
I don't feel too worn out.
But I really
want to. Well, my worn out feeling is not because of you. You're doing great. Yeah. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Another thing before we leave that we need to share was that we didn't win the lotto.
We didn't. And that really broke our hearts.
Yeah, some bastard in South Carolina won.
And I'm pregnant and it's yours.
It is. It actually is.
And so I'm on the way.
You can either come pay now or pay for this later.
You ain't gotta like deal with the baby.
Slide a check, bruh. Who's a woman?
And I'll go quietly. It's still yours.
And I let her go quietly.
I will go quietly.
Yep.
That would have solved all our problems. You know?
Well, we played again and I won last night.
You won $4.
I won $4 again because I suck.
But no. Thank you, baby, for the PDA. I love you. You are not a mess. You're not as bad of a mess as you think you are at all.
Thank you.
And, you know.
If you say so.
You really aren't, Mike. You really gotta. Criticism doesn't work for you. You're a motivator. You need to motivate yourself.
I'm working on it.
Be kind to yourself is what I mean. I know you're working on it. You are. You are. But I want you to be good to yourself. You don't talk to me the way you talk to yourself.
No.
You gotta like.
But I like you. So.
Jesus. We're going to work this out. We're going to work this out.
Okay. I believe so.
I love you. Thank you for the PDA.
Thank you, baby. Close us out.
All right, y'all. What are we supposed to say? All right. Be sure to check out our website.
The whole script. www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
Yeah, we are still and now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcasts,
and
Spotify,
yep.
CastBox.
That's right.
All your favorite downloadable podcasts.
So if you're not listening to us, it's because you suck as a person.
That's not...
Oh, I mean, because you don't have access, but right. You do, because there are different platforms.
And you can also listen to us on our website from your phone and a computer.
Yep.
Or a tablet.
And also share, because you love listening to this bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, this enjoyable content. We got to stop cussing so much.
Subscribe to our newsletter.
Our next giveaway will be at the end of the month.
We have a few more days left.
Yeah.
To figure out what we're going to do.
Probably something pumpkin spice related.
We have some updates about the podcast, but we're going to wait a little bit.
Yeah,
we're
going to have some interesting changes coming in the new year that we're currently planning on rolling out.
Yeah.
And we're really excited. It's essentially some new content.
Yeah.
Some extra stuff, some more insight, possibly some more videos, some pictures. We're going to do some stuff.
Yeah. Follow us on social media, y'all.
On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook,
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And what are we on Twitter, babe?
Black Millennial Marriage Pod, y'all. This week, early voting is still going. The last day is November 2nd. And then the elections are November 6th. We are voting.
Regardless of how you feel about voting, the process, whether you think your vote is worth something, go vote.
And also, I actually read something that was really great about voting.
Sure.
But I would have to find it.
Okay, share.
So I'll share it next time. Yeah. Because it really does talk about like not shaming people who don't want to vote, but also like.
But you can look at them a type of way if you feel that way.
I mean, you can't control how anyone does that, yeah. But. We would like y'all to vote. We are voters. But Mikey can speak on not always voting.
Oh, yeah. Reluctantly, so I vote. My wife forces me to vote, but we'll get into that.
Not anymore, do I?
Yeah, still. No, not anymore. This time I feel like it.
Yeah. So, we'll get on that. Next time I'll share that. Also, I think that's it. All right, y'all. Thank you again for listening.
I love you so much.
I was trying to figure out, I was going to say something else about voting, but I'm drawing a blank. And I know how you feel about me when I do that.
That's okay. You're so cute when you're pregnant. I can't wait to knock you up again.
No.
Also, y'all, Knock Her Up 2018 is in full effect. I see a lot of y'all out there living by my hashtag. I really appreciate it. Some of y'all are still holding on to y'all baby announcements. That's cool. I know y'all waiting for Christmas to be like, yeah, we got a new present coming. BTW got a I see y'all. I really do. I really appreciate y'all following, you know what I'm saying, what you're supposed to be doing. Knock Her Up 2019 will be in effect. Next year after this baby come out, Mikey getting right back to it. I'm trying to have some Irish twins, something, you know. I'm trying
why?
To do so.
Why would you do that to me?
Congratulations, men, and the ladies out there who are bearing these Knock Her Up 2018 children. I'm getting t-shirts made. Thank you.
Be blessed, y'all.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it, I dig it, dig it, I dig it. You dig it. I dig it, I dig it, dig it. You dig it, I dug it, we're good soil. I hope you love it, I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce, I'm sipping talented.
Root Insurance is all about you and how you drive. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price, which puts you in control. Just download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate. It's car insurance made for you. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.